Cleveland, they're a young, hungry team. Lost a lot of close ball games, a handful of them. Defensively, they're fast and multiple. They have different difference makers at each level with Shelton, Collins, and Hayden. And their corners are playmakers. They have eight INTs. Offensively, they're very creative with their personnel and their schemes. Both backs, Crowell and Johnson, have big playability, both in the run and the pass game. McCown is a pro who's going to be ready and knows where to go with the football. They have four talented perimeter players, all with unique skill sets and sizes. And Thomas anchors their offensive line. Special teams are an aggressive unit with a history of fakes. Alexander and Schobert are good on the coverage teams, and Johnson is a shifty vertical returner. With that, we'll open it up.
Coach, Justin Pugh returned to the practice field for the first time since his injury. How do you think he looked today, and do you think we'll see him on Sunday?
He moved around. We'll take a look at him and see how he does during the week.
What does he need to prove to you? Health-wise?
Yeah, he just needs to prove that he can go. But, again, today he was just out here moving around a little bit.
That position as a whole, I mean, how many guys do you need to get ready? Jones and who else?
Yeah, we have a bunch of guys who are nicked on the offensive line, and we'll play with who's ready to go.
Where does Marshall stand at this point?
Same thing. Marshall didn't work. He worked a little bit today, but, you know, we'll have to see how they progress through the week. We'll play with who's ready to go.
That's something he's going to have to deal with here for the duration, probably?
I don't know. That's a better question for Marshall.
JPP? What happened with JPP?
JPP's sore.
Was it more just a rest day, or is it?
No, he's got some swelling. He's sore.
You talk about, you know, the challenges of coaching and the dumpster fires you call them. How comforting is it to know that every week when you show up and start to play for a opponent that your quarterback decision is made?
Comforting. It's, you know, each week we play with who's ready to go and who's healthy and able to prepare, and it's you know, Eli is always steady, and you know, that's a great part about this job is, you know, there aren't a lot of franchise quarterbacks out there, and one who's as steady as Eli and always prepares at a high level always helps.
Ben, what was Odell so frustrated about in the Bears game? I know you're trying to look forward here, but what was he so frustrated about on the sidelines there?
I don't know. That's a better question for Odell.
Is it upsetting that that's happening when the team's winning? How did you perceive that as a coach?
No, I mean, there are frustration, there are ups and downs and highs and lows in each and every ball game.
But is there any more involved, any more of a challenge when you're facing a team that's maybe a little bit more desperate for a win or to turn things around versus a team that has it rolling?
I don't know any team who's not desperate for a win each week. That's why we're here. That's why we're working. And, you know, every win's important. Every game's important. Every week's important. Today was important for us. We had a good day of practice.
Man, is Odell the kind of talent that he almost lets a play caller get a little bit greedy where he can do so many things where you can use him in so many spots? Does it get to that for you? Do you look at him as a guy who can do anything and put him in spots, even if he may not like some of those positions, say in the slot?
Yeah, he's very versatile. You can use him underneath, over the top, and intermediate. And he can handle them physically and handle them mentally. But most guys can't, so he's a luxury to have.
Ben, how do you handle tomorrow with the guys? What do you have planned? Obviously, I would imagine you're practicing, but with the holiday.
Yeah, we're going to bring them in a little bit early, practice earlier, and get them out of here after the hydration stations.
You've made a point to tell us, even on the bye week, it was one of those things where you weren't necessarily looking for a break, but how do you personally handle tomorrow? Will you sit at home and try to take some family time? Will you be
personally? We have some work to do tomorrow. We have to take care of tomorrow. I'll get a chance to spend some time with the family, I guess, in the afternoon.
There's a bunch of games tomorrow. How much do you watch? Is there teams that you're going to have to play?
I'll be preparing for my son in the afternoon. He wants to play a little tackle football, so I'll accommodate him.
If he wants to watch a little ball, I'll probably watch a little bit.
But we still have some work to do.
Do you find that when you're aggressive on fourth downs, that gets the attention of the players, maybe with a little increased intensity or sharpness?
Again, that's a better question for them. I think they...
With the
I believe they appreciate the confidence. And, you know, we talk to them about how we want to play and how we want to coach, and everyone needs to be on the same page there.
Can you catch a defense maybe not expecting it? It's a more non-traditional.
No, I think defenses are prepared for it. They've seen it on film a few times, so I don't think we'll catch anybody by surprise.
Do you start to alter your play calling maybe when you get past midfield or around there, knowing you might have four chances to get 10 instead of 3?
I'd rather convert on third down.
Coach, are there some challenges that are presented by, not really knowing who's going to be at quarterback for the Browns? I know McCown is the starter, but RG3's back at practice. Hogan may be the number two. When you go into a ball game, are there challenges that you have to face?
Yeah, they make you defend the whole field. They do it in a variety of ways, east, west, north, and south. You have to be ready for the deep throws. They'll throw it up the prior. They have good speed with Coleman. The backs are tremendous assets underneath. They can run the read option. They use pods out by the numbers. They make you defend everything, and depends on which quarterback's in there. They have a little different. They have a different weapon.
Are you impressed with how smooth Pryor seems to be as a receiver, given the position change?
Going back, I'm familiar with him from his high school days. So he was a tremendous basketball player, football player, you name it. Just a tremendous athlete, and you see it just transferring over. It took a little time, but he's made the transition, and I believe he's the highest targeted player in the league, and I can see why.
How did you know him in high school?
I didn't know him personally, but I was aware of him. So, Southwestern Pennsylvania, right?